Morning. Welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, this 23rd day of February, last week. Can you believe it? Sports headlines, Herald Sun Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, all about the Winter Olympics with Aussie teen sensation narrowly misses medals in the Winter Olympics debut. 16-year-old Indra Brown finished fifth in the women's half pipe. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Big weekend at Maroochydore. The Queensland Surf Lifesaving State Championships were held for the 11s to 15s, and a big weekend next weekend as well with the seniors. They'll all be in action there, and about 3,000 competitors. And at Rugby Union, Super Rugby Pacific will round two. The Queensland Reds had a bye, and they now play the Highlanders in round three this Friday night at Suncorp. Should be a good game. And just to mention that Jess Ling from our very own Sunshine Coast, she's just been appointed to referee the Italy-England Women's Six Nations Rugby Union game on the 9th of May in Italy. Well done to Jess. And of course, round one of the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union will start on the 18th of April, and I presume that all teams are in training. In athletics, well, Australian sprint sensation Queensland Gout Gout just missed breaking the magical 10-second barrier in the 100 metres by the barest of margins Saturday afternoon, when he ran a time of 10 seconds plus 0.9. Bit of luck. It equaled the best legal time by an Australian in Australia ever, matching Lockie Kennelly at the Aussie titles last April. So that's his first qualifying performance as he prepares for the Athletics Under 20 Championships later in the year. So well done to Gout Gout. And just as a matter of interest, the fastest time by any man on Australian soil was Maurice Greene's 9.87 for gold at the Sydney Olympics. And talking about Olympics, well, the Winter Olympics, Australia's best ever results, 3 gold, 2 silver, 1 6 medals in total, and we had plenty into the finals. So well done to Jesse Baff, Jakara Anthony, who is from Cairns, and Cooper Woods, who all won gold, Scotty James silver, and Matt Graham bronze. And great closing ceremony for the Winter Olympics, believe it or not, over in Italy. It had a Romeo and Juliet setting. And of course, our youngest competitor, 16-year-old Indra Brown, she finished fifth in the final of the freestyle women's half pipe. She qualified fourth, out of 21. Great effort, Indra. And believe it or not, when she is at just the tender age of 20, she should be able to compete at the next Winter Olympics in 2030, which will be held in French Alps. And the final medal tally, Norway, 18 gold, 12 silver and 11 bronze, finished on top of the ladder with 41 medals. Australia, 14th with 6, but still well done to the Aussies. And interestingly, our bobsleigh team, the women, Desi Johnson and Sarah Blizzard. I just thought it was funny that that Blizzard surname was at the Winter Olympics. Anyway, they have 3.1 million followers on their social media. In that league, well, the World Club Challenge, 4 errors by the Broncos allowed England's Hull KR to score 4 tries and claim the World Club Challenge title 30-24. And gee whiz, it was a very bad error, a couple of bad errors by the Broncos. And Hull KR led 30-4 with 21 minutes to go. KR's hooker, Greg Jez-Litton, was named Player of the Match. Go to a short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. And welcome back, listeners, to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. We mentioned about the World Club Challenge with the Broncos unfortunately losing 30-24 against Hull KR. And in the NRL preseason, that concluded with the Eels claiming the $100,000 prize money ahead of the Titans and the Tigers. And of course, the Titans, they defeated the Storm 42-12 in front of a capacity crowd at the Sunshine Coast Stadium on Saturday night. They tried to, and it was wonderful to see Caloundra and Caboolture in the curtain raiser with the all-inclusive game. And in the Queensland Cup, well, that starts on the 7th of March, not far away. Seagulls and Falcons and Dolphins and the Bears. Looking forward to that as well. Weekend, the Sunshine Coast Falcons, they won 3 of the 4 junior rep games against the Pride at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. Big weekend at the stadium. And the Dolphins defeated the Tigers 34-12 in their Malmeninga Cup game. In basketball, well, the 2025-26 all over for the Bullets and the Taipans. I'll be looking forward to our next season. And yesterday, New Zealand defeated Adelaide on the Gold Coast to claim the midweek Ignite Cup trophy and $400,000 worth of prize money. And on Thursday this week, Townsville in the Women's National Basketball League will start game one of the best of three in the grand final series against the Perth Lynx. Come on, Townsville. I'm sure you will be able to do that. And the Boomers, they'll be in action in their World Cup Asian qualifier qualifiers. They're currently top of the table. Some great games coming up. In the Lawn Bowls Premier League, that was held at Moama, the Moreton Bay Pirates, they were defeated by the Geelong Jets in the final last Friday night. And Bells Premier League 24, that'll be held at Pine Rivers in November. So Gold Coast, the Pirates, the Tweed Ospreys, they'll be all looking to get ready for that. In cricket, well, the Men's T20 World Cup, the Super 8 stage, now Australia. India lost to South Africa. Zimbabwe take on West Indies. New Zealand and Pakistan, no result due to rain. And England will take on Sri Lanka. And in the Women's T20 International Series against India, India won the series 2-1. And that was Australia's first loss on home soil since 2017. And the first one-dayer, that will be in Brisbane tomorrow. Sheffield Shield, well, South Australia defeated Queensland by 7 wickets at the Gabba. Queensland second on the ladder. In the Sunshine Coast cricket, men's first grade, that was a rain-affected game. Caboolture 4 for 109 in reply to Coolum's 108. Marty McVee, 38, not out. And Matt Shibbett, 4 for 38, second on the ladder. Final game next Saturday against Maroochydore. And unfortunately for the Caboolture women, they lost the T20 semi yesterday to Caloundra. Caboolture 6 for 89. Caloundra 3 for 91. G. Cochrane 40 for Caboolture was outstanding. So, and well done to the Caboolture under 14B and under 14A team. They're both through to the grand final. So, thanks to Sam Klein's 44, Huggins 47, and Ellie Chapman. She took 5 for 20 for the under 14B team. Well done. And of course, in football soccer, the Roundball game. Well, Arsenal 61 points on the ladder. Man City, 56, Aston Villa, 51. Fortunately, the Roar lost 1-0 to Sydney FC on a Saturday night, now 8th. And the women, Roar, they lost to Adelaide 2-0 yesterday. They're also in 8th spot. And in the AFL, the men's pre-season, next Thursday, the Lions will take on the Suns at Ipswich. I'm sure it's going to be a great event. Listeners, have a great week, this last week of summer. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.